Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Tuesday, coming up tonight, 5:30 to 7 at Bridgestone Arena in the Smashville Meeting Room. It is the Nashville edition of the Blue Raider Blitz, hosted by our own Big Joe Dubin and also Chris Childers of SiriusXM. But, of course, Coach Derek Mason will be there, the head coach of the Blue Raiders. He is on the line with us now. Coach, what's going on? How are you?
Chase, Big Joe, what's happening, man? How's everything going?
We're feeling good. We're trying to stay cool, but we're ready. We're ready for just a few months on August 30th as you guys take on Austin Peay. It's going to be here before you know it.
Right. Hey, listen, I mean, this football team is ready to get back at it. You know, we saw where we were a year ago, and we understand right now that this team is much different. You know, we've got a fair amount of new players, man. We got 62 new players, but the 45 or so guys, man, who were off last year's squad are pretty darn good. So, you know, just trying to infuse the talent, make sure that the chemistry and collaboration is there, and that's what summer's for. But excited, truly excited about Phil and Floyd Stadium this year.
Before I get into some of the on the field stuff, I have a friend that works at MTSU, and I went out there Saturday, walked around campus. Hadn't really gotten to do that in a while. And, of course, I walked over to Floyd Stadium and all the construction that's going on. I know you got to be excited about the Smith Athletic Performance Center, that it's almost there. It's going to be ready to go. The ribbon cutting's on July 30th. That's going to be really, really cool. And I know help not only your team now, but the teams to come.
Yeah, you know, the Smith Athletic Performance Center is state of the art when it comes to performance, when it comes to nutrition, recovery. It's much needed in this landscape of college, you know, athletics, where, you know, our student athletes deserve to have the opportunity to recover and train at a high level. And then, you know, you look at the stadium looks gorgeous. What they did with the field turf, it had been a little while, so we dropped in some new turf. The stadium, from the ribbons to the backdrop of the SAPC to what's happening, you know, in and around the stadium with the Jumbotron, it looks like an entirely different place. So we definitely encourage people to come out and take a look at what the new Floyd looks like. And like I said, we plan to fill it in 2025.
Talking to MTSU head football coach Derek Mason. And coach, how much fun is it? The Blue Raider Blitz comes to Nashville tonight at Bridgestone just to get out and talk football, because for the last 5 months, all we've been talking about is NIL, and it drives me crazy. Now you get to get out and just talk football. How much fun is it to go out and just talk football?
Yeah, this thing is about ball, right? NIL is about, you know, it's something that was definitely, you know, on its way. It's not going backwards, but it's truly about the players in the game. I mean, once you get past all the numbers, you still get back to the simple idea that, you know, this is one of America's pastimes, and it's fun. College football is exciting as it's ever been. So for us to start talking about players, start talking about, you know, what the seasons look like, who can we expect to see, what type of energy do you expect to see from your team this season, and some of these guys who have to step into some roles, that's what I want to be talking about. That's sort of where I push my mind a little bit as we get ready to push from June to July and then, you know, to camp in August. It's definitely about the ball now. All that other stuff is really behind us.
What do you know, back when I played, when you played, we would show up in early August and then, you know, put your stuff in the dorm room. Next day you would do your conditioning. Now guys come June 1st. How much better is that, the acclimation project? I got to tell you, Coach, when I went off to JUCO that first week, I was homesick. I wanted to go home. My mom's like, you ain't coming home. I'm like, all right, I get it. How much better is it now that the guys are on campus in June and they get acclimated to when football starts in August?
Let's be honest. I mean, that was a tough transition. It was almost, you know, zero to 100, you know, extremely fast.
Right.
Now we ease into it. We have the opportunity to get guys in the month of June. They have an opportunity between June and July to get home a little bit, relieve some of the homesickness. And I think our players have done a good job. When you keep your players here, your older guys are able to mess with your new guys, your younger guys. They talk about these experiences. That's what team building is about. you have to be able to try to set culture with your team with this idea that, you know, guys are going through things. Guys are now starting to figure this thing out. Training is now pretty much all year round. So camp isn't what camp used to be. You used to go to camp to get ready to play. Now what we're talking about is, you know, how we're connecting this team, how this team is training. And when you go to camp, there's really no more two-a-day. So we're in this space where, you know, you're practicing and then you're walking through. And it's really more of a pro model than it is the old college model, because guys have trained all year round. So what you're trying to do is take some stress off the body to get these guys primed and ready for the season.
How huge is it that you have Nick Vadiato, a returning senior quarterback who's been through the fire, who puts a team first, but just know that he's going to carry out your work, Coach?
Well, it's to me, it's almost like having a cheat code. You know, Nick knows football. He's played in different offenses. He's familiar with this one for the second year in a row. He put up some numbers last year, but he wants to play his best ball. And we went out and got him an offensive line to keep him upright and to make sure that we can run the football. And he's got as much receiver talent as he's had here in the last couple of years. So, you know, excited about what that looks like. We tried to stock this backfield. We've done a good job of adding a couple of tight ends to the mix. So Nick is one who's trusted the process. And, like, with that, you sort of have to look into the vision of what your coach is trying to bring to the table. He's fully bought in. He could have left. There were a lot of people that wanted his talents. He decided to stay here. This place is home. You know, NIL is big, but I think his experience here and his ability to want to leave a legacy here is important to him. So to have Nick Vadiato, I think, is priceless right now for this program.
We're talking to Coach Derek Mason, MTSU football coach, and you mentioned the run game. I'm excited about your running back room because you got a lot of young guys in there, so guys that you can really mold.
Yeah, you know, we went to the transfer portal and got, you know, Ricky Hunt Jr., I mean, who's played at, you know, Ohio University, and I'm familiar with Ohio University, having spent some time there myself. But Jaquel Middlebrook is really the headliner of that room. But when you start to look at these young guys, whether we're talking about, you know, Austin Clemens, whether we're talking about local talent like DJ Taylor, who's the fastest man in the state, and Rocky Chandler, along with Aston Jones and Brooklyn Davis from Innsworth, we've got talent. It's a young, talented, extremely gifted room that really loves to compete. So what we've seen from that group so far is that not only do they like each other, but they show up every day and they're pushing each other because they know. They don't know what the conference is yet, but these guys, I think, are going to make their mark in this conference, and they're going to do it collectively. So it's going to be running back by committee.
What was your, you know, every coach does this to a player or whatever, but going back to Nick for a second, what was kind of your challenge to him for the off season and something that you wanted him to do to come back to training camp with?
Yeah, I think it was about getting to know these guys. I mean, it's about chemistry. I know what he knows. I understand the level of ball he wants to play at, but it takes commitment from the guys that are in and around him, right? It quarterbacks throw to guys that they trust, and trust comes through summer prep, summer workout. So again, getting guys, you know, on the same page. When you look at that room, you know, we're talking about guys like Miles Butler, who played, you know, extremely well a year ago, Gamarion Carter, you know, who was at Vanderbilt and is now poised to, you know, take over a little bit. Transfer from Arizona, A.J. Jones, who I think is extremely talented. The transfer from Michigan, you know, Marion Walker, you know, Najee Cox. I can go on and on. This room is as deep as it's ever been. We may go 8-9 receivers deep.
Woo!
That's how deep the room is. And so the portal was good to us. Guys met. They saw what Amari did a year ago. And, you know, when you look at Holden and Amari, those guys left a lot of catches and a lot of yards out there. So somebody's got to get them.
I love it. Derek Mason with us tonight. The Blue Raider Blitz rolls in the Bridgestone Arena. You can go to GoBlueRaiders.com. $15. That includes parking, food, soft drinks tonight, and a meet and greet with the coach and everything. It's going to be a lot of fun. Coach Chase and I were talking earlier, July 30th, when the new student center opens up, the football center opens up. Will you be DJing that day?
We want
you to DJ that day, Coach.
You may see me on the ones and twos that day, for sure. I'm looking at this as really like a reclamation. I mean, it's been a long time coming. I think the facility was announced in 2016, and you know, as we push, it's 2025. It's been a long journey for a lot of folks, but you know, kudos to you know Larry Maples, Dr. McPhee, you know Chris Massaro. When you look at the people that were involved in this process, including you know, in the Smith family, it's been crazy. It's been truly amazing to see how far this thing has come. A lot of people put a lot of work into this. I've been through it a couple of times. When they open this thing up, it is going to amaze people what MTSU has on this campus, you know, for student athletes and what that experience will provide for the future. So extremely excited.
Coach, we're excited excited to be out for practice again and like we do in training camp. But it's going to be here before we know it. So thanks so much for doing this today, and we'll see you tonight.
Chase, Big Joe, look forward to seeing you tonight. Take care. Let's go Blue.
Absolutely. Coach Derek Mason joining us here on the program, and always appreciate our conversations with him as the Blue Raider Blitz comes into Nashville at Bridgestone Arena starting at 5:30 this afternoon. August 30th, they'll take on the Govs of Austin Peay.
Huge game.
And then the next week, they go to Wisconsin. So that should be cool.
Yep, and then to Nevada, and then back home versus Marshall. So four games right out of the gate, and boy, you'd love to be sitting there at least, God, 3-1 would be fantastic.
Oh, it would be fantastic. Chase and Big Joe, we'll talk to Hal Gill, get his thoughts on the draft coming up this weekend, and also some things that the Predators need to do. I'll touch on a few things that have kind of happened in the NHL leading us into this weekend. We'll do that coming up next. It's Chase and Big Joe on this Tuesday, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game on this Tuesday. You can weigh in on anything we're talking about, 615-737-1025. Our phone and text line driven by WilsonKennyHyundai.com. Coming up Friday morning, join Robbie Stanley and Paul Kuharski as they broadcast live from the Duncan Grand reopening in Hermitage, 5205 Old Hickory Boulevard. That's coming up this Friday. Starting at 8 o'clock, the first 100 people in line will win free coffee for 100 days. Plus, 102.5 The Game will have your chance to win tickets to an upcoming Nashville concert. So looking forward to that.
Might stop by and see those guys.
You should. That would be fun. Mm-hmm. The NHL draft is coming up this week. Of course, we'll have draft night in Smashville on Friday night starting at 6. And, you know, when you kind of read through all the experts and the rumors that are out there, a lot of people are watching the Nashville Predators. They have three first-round picks, including the fifth overall pick. Now, I do not really see a scenario where they move off that pick unless Barry Trotz is able to swing a deal and move up. He's going to speak today at 3 o'clock, by the way, and I believe is scheduled to join Jared Stillman after that. But I don't see a scenario where they move back. I think he could try to move up. I don't think he'll be able to, and so I think they're picking at 5. And for all of you that are just like, oh, they didn't get a top 3 pick. They were supposed to pick 3rd, and the lottery moved him to 5. They're still going to get a good player. I don't know how quickly that guy can help them, but they're still going to get a good player at 5. So I would just, you know, just kind of mark that. The other two first-round picks, that's what I'm curious of. Is there someone out there that Barry could swing a deal with to get a player that can help them now? I think defense definitely needs to be at the top of his list because you need a right shot defenseman to play alongside Roman Josi. 2, you need an insurance policy for Roman Josi because of this POTS diagnosis.
All right, so if you get a I venture to say the right-handed defenseman, right, you're talking about, mm-hmm. will not be here, will get here when Roman Josi's gone, right? Doesn't take like 2 to 3, 4 years?
No, I'm talking about using those picks to make a trade for an established player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're going to have to do – like they're going to have to either in free agency, which there's not a lot out there, or via a trade get one of those guys. They have – I heard Robbie say it this morning. I think they have 4 picks in like the top 40 or something like that. You don't have to use all those. Like, he's in a really good position, he meaning Barry Trotz, because right. he's got two things. He's got cap space and he's got draft picks. So, yes, they need to kind of build for the future and use some of those picks for those things. But he can also use them as currency to add players that can help now.
Can
and
he?
I think that's what he's going to try to do.
Who's the one guy that nobody likes? Marchessault? What, Marchessault?
Marchessault.
Was that, like, would it be great to get him out of here?
I think that would be a bad move.
Really? Or he didn't like Brunette or something?
A lot of that's been taken out of context, I think. Here's the thing. Jonathan Marchessault is a really good player, but he's very just – he wants things a certain way. He's very outspoken. I mean, he's French-Canadian. They're known for that. So that he's going to kind of speak his mind. I have – my understanding is he and Bruno have talked and worked stuff out, but – I want a guy with that kind of talent. I mean, I don't think he's disrupting the locker room or anything like that. I mean,
wasn't that the rumor? And by the way,
I think some of that was just made up.
The French Canadian comment, it's unnecessary because I'm very good friends with Celine Dion, and she's not
I'm sure you are. But
didn't he go on some? Didn't he speak some interview in French and was like, "Oh, that's taken out of context."
Yeah, I mean, look, again, he's going to speak his mind. But I
don't have a problem.
But
with
I think
that.
If you bring him back. And he's got a little bit of a fire lit under him.
Mm-hmm.
I think that could be a good thing.
All right, let me ask you this. This is your opinion, but if you were the GM, who would you like? Like, I'm going to trade my five and whatever and one of my players to another team. What player would you get rid of? Stamkos?
From the Predators?
Yep. Would you let Stamkos? Would you try to trade him?
That's a good question.
I got to get mark that, Dr. Crane.
Probably. Just because
it's time.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's not that I think it's time. It's just I don't know that it worked the way he thought it was going to work and that the Predators thought it was going to work. And look, that could reset. He could come back this year and, you know, be. I mean, but 53 points for him is not a lot. 27 goals, 26 assists. He was a 40-goal scorer a year before.
Why are we giving Forsberg a pass? Well, he was not,
we're not
good.
Who said we are?
I don't know. He's never brought up. I'm not saying trading him, but he's got to play a lot better.
Okay. But I'm gonna bring this up. So he wasn't good. Is that what you said?
He wasn't as Forsbergian as we like.
Okay. He had.
Oh, here we go.
He had his third best year of his career.
Okay, still wasn't good enough.
With 76 points and 31 goals. The year before, he had 94 points, 48 goals, 46 assists, almost 100 points. But in his career, before that, 84 points in 21-22 with 42-42. I mean, because I did the same thing of going like, yeah, he's really got to step it up.
Yeah.
He actually had a pretty good year. He was really the only one.
Right.
But
it doesn't seem like – I don't know. Then why do I not think he had – if you're feeling the same way I am about that, then
– Well, I mean, it's just because you saw him score almost 50 goals the year before.
Right.
And you were thinking he was
going to – Is that what he's attainable to do? I mean, sure.
Yeah,
right?
I think he'll have over 40 goals this year.
Okay.
I think 48 was probably his ceiling. Now, I could be wrong.
What's he got in his career goals? You got his stats pulled up there.
Like total, just
goals
overall? Just 318.
Ah, man. It's pretty good. Is he the leading scorer in Preds history? Goal scorer? Or is Leguan still up there?
I think it's him now.
Okay.
Now, here's an interesting stat to kind of look at. Like his 82-game average for his career is 33 goals, 38 assists, 72 points. So, I mean, he was above his average last year.
All right.
For points, I should say. But yeah, so I think I don't want to say run it back completely, but you've kind of made that decision because you're bringing Andrew Brunette back, which there was a lot of discussion on that, and I personally could have – I thought they'd make a change. That was ultimately what I thought was going to happen, and I could have made you a really good argument for it. I semi-understand why they didn't because I think he is a good coach. I just think it didn't work with this group. So are you going to change the group dramatically, or like what are you hoping is going to change? And that, I think, is the big question on Preds fans' mind and everybody else right now is, was it simply just, hey, last year just sucked. We sucked. We're going to get out of here and clear our heads, and we're going to come back, and we're not going to suck anymore. And sometimes that does happen.
All right.
But again, hope is not a strategy.
That's a good line. You said I had a very good hockey question. Does that qualify me to co-host Friday night? The Preds draft thing?
No, probably not.
All right. I'll work. I'll try to get better.
Robbie and Max. I mean, you know, those
right.
Those are the gold standard there.
Yes.
But so I am curious because I've heard everybody kind of say if there's going to be a big splash made, the Nashville Predators are probably going to be involved in it.
They did it last year, though, right?
Free agency. Splash, yeah. But I mean, like, again, you know, if you're Barry Trotz, yes, you're building for the future, but if you want to keep your job, you got to build for the now. That's kind of how it goes. So I will be very curious this Friday and Saturday to see what they do with – I think they have 9 total draft picks right now. The Eric Halla thing is confusing to me, but, you know, I don't know. Thomas in Nashville. No, we don't have you blocked, but I can't respond to everything. Texting in, all worried. So, no.
What's he worried about?
He sent us, like, a bunch of texts today, and we just...
About the Preds?
It's okay. No, not about the Preds. But right. No, Thomas, you're not blocked. Anyway, coming up next, Hal Gill is going to join the show. We will get his thoughts on everything going on this weekend as you listen to Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, here on this Wednesday. Talking more Preds now, we bring in our man Hal Gill. Skillsy is with us. What's up, Hal? How are you?
I'm doing all right, guys. Happy summer. Hope you guys are enjoying it's a little ridiculous, but I'm taking it all in.
Hey, that's all you can do. NHL draft coming up on Friday and Saturday, and obviously this could be a big weekend for the Nashville Predators picking 5th overall. I believe it's 9 total draft picks, including 3 in the first round. Barry Trotz could do a lot of wheeling and dealing come Friday and Saturday to really make this team better. But I'm curious of your thoughts of what the balance should be of looking for the future, building for the future, but also trying to stay competitive in the now, knowing that last season was such a big disappointment.
Yeah, as much as last season was a disappointment, I still think you have a lot of great players, you know, that deserve a chance to win and win now. So, and I know there's a lot of those great players that are watching going, please give us a chance. We let you down last year, but we can do something here. So, they're hoping that something good happens. I will tell you, if I was on this team, I'd be very focus. Usually the draft comes and, you know, you're like, all right, whatever, you know, I'll have to deal with these kids down the road and you don't really worry about it. But I'm expecting a lot of trades going into this and coming out of draft picks being moved for players. And I think that's something that the Preds certainly could do is move picks and pick up players that could play now. So I'd be real attentive to this draft as a player on the Preds this year.
Do you think that one of the top priorities needs to be a defenseman? And I think going into this, we thought right shot defenseman to play with Josi, but now with Roman's POTS diagnosis, do you think that it could be a left shot too, just to have an insurance policy to make sure that back end is shored up?
Yeah, the back end, they do need someone. I don't know if that, if that comes through the draft and trading picks or picking up a free agent or there's also the offer sheets that can be thrown out there. There's a lot of different ways to go about getting it, but they certainly need someone. I think they are really high on Molendijk and I think he's going to get a look. Does that mean he plays with Yost, or does that mean they need to get someone else to play with him? A lot of different combinations that you can go with, and you got to find out if you believe in some of the younger guys or if you need to bring someone in. But I definitely think they do need at least one to be brought in.
Hal, when they brought back Eric Halla last week, I thought the next announcement would be that you're coming back. I got all excited.
Yeah. That's not going to happen. Sorry. I used to have that dream for a few years after I retired, but now that dream is gone now.
Well, Chase and I will carry that dream on for you. With the three picks in the first round, I know you want to hit on the fifth pick. Is there a chance with that third pick in the first round you could take kind of a gamble on a guy, a flyer on a guy that maybe you wouldn't take with the fifth pick or the top 20? Just kind of somebody like, all right, let's take this guy, take a chance on him. Or do you need to go with somebody who's like, all right, we know the road for this guy is going to be here in 3 to 4 years, blah, 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 on and on.
Yeah, I think it's tough. You're always looking for a flyer and you always want to take a chance on a guy. But at the same time, you know, they're kids. They're all kind of flyers, right? I mean, they're all 18 and, you know, you look at where they were playing and what kind of competition they were playing against. You know, there's some kids like the BC kid Higgins that played against college guys. And so you have a good idea of what he does against college. Other kids are juniors and they're playing against junior kids and it's a different game. And so of course you go to the AHL and the NHL and it's a pecking order on the way up and you're trying to see what guy fits the NHL game ultimately. And so they're all flyers, but I think with the capital that they have, it, why wouldn't you take a risk? You know, the first round, you get labeled as a first rounder, even if you go in the late, you know, 26th pick, it's still first round, but it's really not that far off of a second rounder. And so I think out of the top five and six, I think you kind of – and this year seems different, doesn't it? I mean, there's a lot of swapping going on with who's the best top player in this draft. So I think there's going to be someone that's going to take a flyer on someone. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, right. A lot of swapping going on. They might take a player down from West Haven. Hey, Hal, let me excuse me. What's the Hal Gill timetable – for the number five pick to be in Nashville? A year, 2 years, start of the season?
It all depends on the player. I think a lot of these guys are young. I think with the, and, you know, we look at, you know, guys like Bedard that come out. I don't know if there's one of those guys this year that is popping off the page and saying he's got to play this year. You know, I think last year's draft, you know, you could see some of those guys were just, they're NHL built and ready. But this year, I don't know if they are. And so I think it's a tough year to be, you know, a top pick for the Preds. But at the same time, there's a lot of good players. They're just going to take some time to get into the game and to come up. But that doesn't mean that they're not high-end capable and that they're not going to get there. I just don't think there's any guys right now that I've seen or I've heard of that are just going to pop off the page and be NHL ready. So no matter who it is, I think it's going to take a couple of years.
Hal Gill is with us on the Chasing Big Joe show. If you're Barry Trotz and it's looking like Mitch Marner is going to hit the market and go to free agency, I'm not doing it, but would Hal Gill do it?
I am torn. After watching the playoffs, especially this year, and it's always the case, you want a playoff guy. You know, you look at Marchand and Bennett, Tkachuk, all of the Florida's rats, so to speak, are their best players. They score goals and they're rats and they go out and compete and battle. You know, Marner hasn't proven to me that he's that guy that can go and score big goals in playoffs. And so how much money is he worth? How much money is he going to get? That's the question. Like if you're going to pay a guy $12 million, you're going to want a guy that's going to win. You know, like it's not just good enough to put up a bunch of points and be as awesome as Marner is without going out and getting it done when it matters. So I just think the price tag is going to be too high. And so I would steer away from it, but, he's a heck of a player, a lot of fun to watch, and he, the good thing about him is he makes everyone around him better. So, even Matthews, at times I saw him, stuttering and didn't look that good, and all of a sudden he goes on a line with Marner, and he starts lighting it up again. I just feel like Marner pushes the pace and makes plays.
Hal, when you drafted in 1993, did you have any idea you were going to Boston?
I didn't know that the draft was happening. I got a.
Why does that not shock me?
I thought it was one of my buddies messing around with me, and then he said, "No, this is Joe Lyons from the Boston Bruins," and I laughed at him. I think I handed the phone off to my mom because I was like, "I don't know who this is, and I don't know why they're messing with me." So, it wasn't really a thing. And being an eighth rounder, they weren't inviting me to go to wherever it was. It's a good point. I don't know where it even was. It wasn't a thing, and it was an honor to be drafted by the Bruins, being from Boston. And it got me some street cred. All my friends thought I was pretty cool, but it didn't really matter that much in my mind, other than that's pretty cool. And then I just went to work, and I played hockey the way I always did.
What were you doing? I mean, I'm befuddled by this, Hal.
I just mowed the lawn, and I was inside, and I remember, we had the big long cord on the phone, and so I had the long cord, and I went over and I walked all the way across the room to hand the phone off to my mom. I had no idea. I didn't even know. I didn't even really know there was a draft. And I had a couple friends that got drafted, but I didn't really think it was anything that I should be concerned with.
That is fantastic. Hal, before we let you go, we haven't heard from Andrew Brunette yet since, it was basically decided he was going to be back. What's something you want to see from him when he walks into training camp coming up in September that will kind of make you think, all right, he's taking some time to really look at things, look at himself as a coach, and hit reset?
I don't think there's any one thing in particular that I would look for from him. I will 100% be looking at players. Are they buying in? If the players buy in, then we got something going. And that's not just one or two. I think he needs everyone buying in, and if he gets that, then I think they're going to have success. I think he's a smart coach in recognizing systems and how to play them. I just think he needs to get the buy-in from every guy on the team, and if he gets that, then I think they're going to be cooking with some gas.
Yep, I think you are correct, sir. Hal, appreciate it. As always, we're looking forward to this Friday, and I know you'll be out and about, but it's going to be here before we know it. So thanks so much for doing this.
I know, exciting times. This is then leading up to unrestricted free agency, I think there's going to be some fireworks, so I'm excited about it.
Yep, no doubt about it. Thanks, Hal.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers. Hal Gill, a.k.a. Skillsy, joining us here on the program to kind of talk a little Nashville Predators hockey. And, again, Barry Trotz going to talk today to the media around 3 o'clock and then supposed to join Jared Stillman at Bridgestone Arena after that. So we look forward to hearing what he has to say as the Predators get ready to draft and make some changes coming up this weekend. With that, before we get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays, we've been doing this a lot. Caller number 3 at 615-737-1025 will win a 4-pack of tickets to the FIFA Club World Cup match at Geodis Park this Thursday night. Caller number 3, 615-737-1025, and you will be a lucky winner. What day is it? And celebrity birthdays. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, here on this Tuesday. Is this what you play at your West Haven parties?
I got a hold. Do you want me to give you the playlist? I'll share it with you.
Yeah, share it with me. That'd be great.
Party All the Time, Eddie Murphy. I mean, that's a good one song. Yeah.
Appreciate Hal Gill for joining us here on the program, and looking forward to The draft coming up this weekend. This week's Nashville's best deal is Red's Hot Chicken. Red's Hot Chicken on West End is bringing the heat. Don't miss their hot chicken and waffles or the mac and cheese crunch wrap. Grab a $30 gift card for only $15 while supplies last at thegamenashville.com/deals. With that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays. It is brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc. Use their electrical division for installations, inspections, upgrades, and more. JarrettCompaniesInc.com, above and beyond industry standards.
All right, gentlemen. First on the list, we have Celebration of Senses Day. So like your smelling senses, you know, all that. Yep. International Fairy Day is today. So I guess if you're a fairy, today's your day. Tooth Fairy. Yeah, there's that. Museum Comes to Life Day. You know, night at the museum. That's something. National Pralines Day, also known as National Creamy Pralines Day. You can eat those during the holidays, I believe. Swim a Lap Day is today. So you could probably.
Especially after Creamy Pralines.
Yeah. You got to wait 30 minutes, though. Yeah. Make sure so you don't get That's a stomach right. ache.
Too much cream give you a
stomach ache. Big time.
And then World UFO Day. So you got to watch out for those flying saucers up in the sky.
Do you believe in flying saucers, Dr. Crane?
Yeah, to some degree. Depends
on
what.
No, that's not what I'm asking. Yes or no?
It's a vast universe.
Yeah.
There is no way we're the only intelligent life in this universe.
A lot of fairies out there.
Yes. If there is Area 51, yes, there is some form of a UFO.
Think there's fairies at Area 51?
Probably. Maybe.
Okay.
It depends on what your definition is to a fairy.
Yeah. There you go.
All right.
All right. With that, let's get to
it. Okay. I'm sorry.
Let's get to celebrity birthdays.
All right. Celebrity birthdays. Got to get these within 2 years on either side of it. Come see why this is America's most popular game. Our first birthday this morning is the drummer and the guy that founded Fleetwood Mac, Mick Fleetwood. How old is Mick Fleetwood?
I'm going to say he's 82.
73.
78. What are you looking at?
You just working. Sorry.
Okay. This is your priority. RoboCop, Peter Weller, one of the great movies of all time. RoboCop, Peter Weller.
Define great.
It's one that has got a massive cult following because it's different.
77.
82.
78. Chaser knows his cult followings.
How
Good
old
job.
Was Mick Fleetwood?
He is 79.
Oh, okay. Cool.
My bad there. Mindy Kaling, Kelly Kapoor from The Office.
Forty-six.
Chaser's up 2-0. Well done. By the way, she wrote the famous episode with the Office where Dwight takes the mask off the dummy. I forget the name of that episode, but very well done.
CPR.
CPR. Yeah. That's it. Thank you. Going down here, some more birthdays. All right. From Karen Fairchild from Knott's Landing, Michelle Lee. How old is Michelle Lee today?
68.
72.
83. Actor-director George Stanford Brown. He was in the TV show The Rookies.
79.
81.
82. He was also in the movie Stir Crazy. Actress Nancy Allen. She was in Carrie with John Travolta. She was also the other cop in RoboCop. Nancy Allen.
Of course. 74.
76.
Oh, 75. It's a push. Actor Joe Penny was in Jake and the Fat Man and Riptide.
73.
77.
69.
Nice.
Musician Sadia Garrett, she sang that song with Michael Jackson, I Can't Stop Loving You. I just can't stop loving you.
62.
65.
65, exactly. Dr. Crane goes on top, 3-2. Bass player Kurt Smith of Tears for Fears. Kurt Smith of Tears for Fears.
71.
77.
64. Actress Sherry Stringfield, the nurse on one of the nurses on ER.
62.
68.
58. Singer Glenn Medeiros. Never gonna give it up for you. Much I love you.
67.
73.
55. 55. Beyonce's sisters, Beyonce's sister.
39.
All right. We got three sports birthdays. Dr. Green's up 3-2. Gary Suter, former NHL player.
Ryan's uncle, I think. 72.
75.
61. It says he was born in Cookeville, Tennessee. J.J. Redick. Is he still the coach of the Lakers?
Yeah.
J.J. Redick.
Yeah. I liked him, too, when he was at Duke, because nobody else liked him. I'm going to say he's 41.
39.
41, exactly. Chase McCabe goes up 4-3. Final birthday. You guys are great. These games have always come down to the wire. We talked about him earlier. Lionel Messi.
Oh.
How old is Lionel? Is it Lionel? Lionel?
Lionel.
Lionel.
Leo.
Mama calls him Lionel. I'm calling him Lionel.
39.
Yeah, I was around that number. I'm going to go 40.
Had you gone the other way, you'd have won.
He's 38, isn't he?
He's 38. Yep. Chase McCabe takes it home 5-3.
Well done.
What a battle again. Good job, Chase.
That was a good one. We'll try and do better tomorrow. That's going to do it for us.
Yeah, please try better. Hey, to our guys out there, we close every show with this message. Know that we love you. If you're going through something on your cell phone, you call or text 988. We just ask, whatever you're going through, please talk to someone. You'll feel so much better when you reach out. Reach out to that number. Reach out to us. We are so grateful for the men who've reached out to us the last year and a half. Know that we love you. Know that sometimes your journey is difficult, but it's your journey. And I tell you every day that our world is a better place because you are here. And I want you to know that. Know how much you are loved, not only by us, but please know this more than anything else in the world, that God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll, DVD coming up next here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.